Well, you know, that's interesting because I chair three subcommittees in appropriations, and I can tell you in my subcommittees, they were involved in every step of the process, and we did take a lot of their ideas. Now, ultimately, they didn't vote for it, but I say that they were involved in the process. Now, generally in the past, Republicans have put their own alternative budget on the table. That didn't happen this year. And so I say to them, if things are so bad, why didn't you put your own proposal on the table? And there really hasn't been a real good answer on that one yet.
Yeah, you are the chairman of the Energy and Technology Committee, and I know one of the last pieces of legislation to go through was legislation that will help the state implement its comprehensive energy policy. Just what does that involve?
Well, we actually worked on that for about 4 months, and that came out of a bill from 2 years ago that directed the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection to form a draft comprehensive energy strategy. We've worked to enhance what's called microgrids, which will help during when we have those kind of those big storms. We've done virtual net metering, sub-metering, on-bill financing. We have a provision there about tree trimming, which most people don't think about right now, but when one of those big storms comes by, that's going to be front and center is our tree trimming. We've directed the Public Utility Regulatory Authority to get about 300,000 people hooked into gas if they'd like in the next 10 years, and they have to figure out a way in which to do that. The gas companies are all for it.
The oil companies are not for it, though. Did they try to water down the legislation to some degree?
Yes. However, we think that there's a number of things in the bill that also will assist the oil companies as well that will help them. Because we're not trying to pick winners or losers. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make sure that people have choices.
Mm-hmm. I know there was some debate about using hydropower as a source of electricity. And I know you voted for it, even though some environmentalists have disagreement about that.
Part of our issue really is the fact that we don't have a natural resource. We don't have coal or oil or natural gas, so we have to import everything. And the thing about Canadian hydro is that it's cheap, it's clean, and it's reliable. And, you know, I understand some of the environmentalist concerns, though. I think that they're being a little bit too purist on this. We have lots of people who are barely making ends meet. I cannot ask them and others to pay any cost for things that we know we can get cheaper.
Norwalk is trying to play catch-up with Stamford in terms of its downtown revitalization, redevelopment. Are you happy with the progress that is being made?
Well, I obviously think things can always go faster, and there should be a better push to move things along. I can't say that I'm thrilled with the 95-7 project right now. I think they're going to start on housing soon. We were actually able to open up the Reed Street underpass a couple years ago, and that's been extremely helpful. As well as Oyster Shell Park, that was state and federal money. Also, as well as the area over by the Maritime Aquarium under the railroad bridge, which is the old Norwalk Company building. I know there was $5 million for over on West Avenue for the Seligson project over there. It's now called Bell Point. That's moving along. That's under construction. So I think a lot of good things are happening. And it certainly is. It's my desire to see things just kickstart and get moving. But we want to make sure it's done the right way. Not just we don't want construction for the sake of construction. We want it done for that will be good for generations to come.